I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. Today, a look at some maneuvering in the back offices of corporate America. Companies and the firms that audit them are more likely these days to sever their relationships. And that development might shed some light on whether questionable accounting is still a problem at big companies. Bob Moon joins us now from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. Hi, Bob, and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
So, Bob, who's doing the severing and why?
The interesting thing here is in a lot of cases, it's the watchdog who's deciding to part with the company. And in many cases, the explanation is that the accounting firm couldn't trust the client. In other cases, some companies may be shopping around for an accounting firm that might offer a more lenient interpretation of the rules. In one way, this is just another sign of the times. Accounting consultant Arthur Bowman told us a lot of what might have been passed over before now matters.
The auditor may have sensed some issues, but thought the client was so important for its portfolio that it tried to work with some of these issues. But what we're seeing now is that auditors are dumping clients if there are problems in the client, and rather than deal with those issues and the potential liabilities, the auditor will walk away.
Bowman puts it this way. He says accounting firms are getting bold these days.
And how bold are they getting? What kind of turnover are we talking about?
Well, by some accounts, this is the biggest turnover in at least 5 years, according to a report by Auditor Track. More than 1,400 companies were either dropped or got dropped during the last year. That figures out to about a third of the companies that represent most of the value of the U.S. stock market. There seems to be more turnovers every week. Last week, it was a major supplier for Coca-Cola, the Lancer company, that KPMG dropped. The accounting firm suggested that Lancer has been involved in what it called illegal acts and was doing nothing to stop them. Of course, the company denies that.
Is there any objective way of knowing whether there was a problem with the company?
Well, sometimes and sometimes not. Sometimes the company or the auditor will offer an explanation. In about 10% of the cases, one research firm says there's either an internal control problem reported or a disagreement over accounting rules or simply an assertion that the company couldn't be trusted. But mostly it's a case of buyer beware because there's just simply no explanation offered. In that case, investors just have to wonder whether there was a problem. And, of course, investors are paying a lot more attention to this sort of thing these days, so they want answers.
And so does this mean that the recent government crackdown on auditing after these big financial scandals is working?
It's a question that is really left open because the tougher rules that have been imposed since Enron and WorldCom only mean greater scrutiny, and that suggests that there will be more conflicts in the future, more companies shopping around for a better shake from their auditors. And in the Marketplace newsroom today, how state governments are retaliating against companies that send jobs overseas, particularly tech jobs.
All right, we'll listen for that. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. Bob will be with us all week for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thank you.